My guest this evening is well known to Cincinnati theatergoers. Ed Stern was the producing artistic director at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park for more than two decades. Since his retirement from that job in 2012, he's barely slowed down, it seems, especially in the realm of staging shows on university campuses, both locally and elsewhere around the United States. He's back for another production at Xavier University, which is coming up this week at the Gallagher Center Theater. Its entire title is The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, parentheses, abridged, brackets, revised. It's good to see you again, Ed.
Yeah, nice being here.
So, you have a long acquaintance with the Reduced Shakespeare Company, that London-based trio of madmen, it seems to me. Several of their shows, they've done nine of these abridged shows altogether, and several of them were presented, and I think a couple were premiered at the Playhouse.
That's correct. We brought them in, and the Complete Works has been certainly Cincinnati Shakespeare's done it several times.
Yes.
But when I was running the Playhouse, we brought these three crazies in, and they did that show, and it was fabulous.
Well, it's a wonderful show. It's, as described by them, 37 plays in 97 minutes. And that was the first of these works that they did. It started at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe about 30 years ago, and it was London's longest-running comedy. It ran for 9 years in a West End theater. But the title now has this bracketed revised added to it as of a couple of years ago. Do you want to say a little bit about what's new about it?
Just snippets. I don't want to make it sound like it's a wholesale revision. Yeah. It really isn't.
Well, Shakespeare hadn't added any plays or anything. So.
He didn't do Death of a Salesman?
Oh,
my gosh.
So.
Well, we got to take that out this evening. But they added a few lines here, took a few things out there. Nips and tucks, basically, mm-hmm. and it's really good.
Yeah. I think I've seen a staging of it, and I know there's like references to smartphones and Wikipedia and a few things like that weren't around in the 1980s.
Anne Hathaway, when someone's doing the bio and mentions that he married Anne Hathaway, she looks up thinking.
Oh, that's great. So what motivated you to take on this production using student actors at Xavier University?
Well, last year I did This Is Our Youth, the Kenneth Lonergan, whose name certainly is in the news these days.
Yes.
And I had a wonderful time. They're good kids, inquisitive, anxious to work and work hard. Stephen Skiles, who runs the department, I think is doing a really terrific job, to the point that I'm going back next year. I'm going to do Sam Shepard's Buried Child, and the two old folk will be Bruce Croman and Regina Pio. And so one of the things I admire about Stephen, past getting professional directors in, is these students have the great ability of working. I mean, working with Bruce Cromwell,
what more could you ask?
Exactly.
Right.
And so he's creating an atmosphere where these kids come out and they really are professional.
There are no veteran actors in this production, I presume, however.
That's correct.
These are all students.
These are all students.
I understand that they are just completing a production of Hamlet this weekend. Any connection between that production and yours?
Oz is short.
I presume that the actors from Hamlet are probably not involved in your production.
But I do love the fact that Hamlet precedes us.
Yes. Well, and I think it's a good example of the kind of really intriguing programming that Stephen is doing there, giving his students not just interesting acting opportunities, but students who attend Xavier can come and see perhaps Shakespeare's greatest play and then see something that plays and makes humor of much of that.
Because
sort of thing.
Act two is all Hamlet.
That's right.
In this show.
Yes.
And we butcher that play. my penance of doing this is next fall. I'm in Kansas City doing King Lear.
Oh. Well, that'll cleanse your palate, won't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
So what do you expect your student actors will learn from working on this show?
I think, and it was the same thing with the Kenneth Lonergan. I think one of the things they really find is the specificity, that they really have to know what they're doing every minute. Now, in this production, it's fair to say they don't have to work on a single character. But comedy is very, very difficult. And it's not just being silly, and I think that's the fine line with this show.
You know, Ed, I think that many people who see this show think that it's just sort of three guys up there flying by the seat of their pants, and that's the way it should come across. But it is actually a very carefully scripted and structured show. There is certainly opportunity for improvisation within it.
Right.
But the actors have to be very disciplined in terms of what they are doing.
And even in terms of improv, they're doing that now, and sometimes it lands really well, and sometimes you hear a thud, and they have to understand the parameters of improv. So, yes, there's a level of discipline for comedy that I hope all three of them are learning, but they seem to be learning it very well.
Are there particular things that you say to them to help them really get into doing the comedy?
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Seems to be one of choice. But also, they all three have to be in the same comic vein, mm-hmm. have to be in that groove, and you can't have someone standing out the wrong way. It really is a tough show for young people, mm-hmm. and that's good for them. That's what they should be doing.
It is such a zany show in so many ways. I have to imagine that at least during the rehearsal process, there are moments when things just break down completely because there's such tomfoolery going on stage. You probably have to work that out of their system so that
exactly.
they can...
And one of the difficulties is you wish you had 2 weeks of previews for this show. You interact with the audience. The audience, for better or worse, can be involved in this show. And, of course, we don't have an audience there. And so we have to sort of imagine what that's going to be like. What could they say? What could they do that's unexpected? Mm-hmm. And that's sort of an interesting, intriguing thing.
Yeah, well, that audience involvement is a key element, particularly the second act when Hamlet is kind of restaged,
right.
very inventively, let's say. So the actors really do have to be prepared for whoever gets up on stage, and they give the audience members some instruction, but some people will dive right in, and some people will be kind of shy, and some people will probably be paralyzed.
I hope not the latter, but that could happen.
Yeah. Well, that has to be another interesting experience for actors. I mean, we see in some contemporary theater, particularly, opportunities for that kind of audience involvement. And it's something useful for them to learn to work with.
I just think when everyone comes to a show like this, they recognize they're not just going to be sitting back. There is going to be a level of participation, and no one's going to be affronted. No one's going to be accosted. Not yet, anyway. So they can relax but be part of the comedy.
Yeah. Well, Ed, I have to ask you, it's been a couple of years since you left the Playhouse, but you seem as busy as ever. What keeps you going? Is it doing productions like
fear.
This?
Fear. Well, you know, I was at the Playhouse for 20 years. I can truly say I loved every moment of it. It's a great staff. It's a great theater. But I enjoy not running a theater. I enjoy not doing the admin and things that are necessary when you run a theater. And now I can just direct and do shows I want to do and come back to shows like Lear. And so I look forward to that. Mm-hmm. I look forward to just being in the rehearsal.
Is the Lear a professional production?
It's a co-production between the University of Missouri, Kansas City, and a local equity theater. So some of the older parts, Gloucester and so forth, will be all equity. So it would be an intermingling. But it's very exciting. It's wonderful to do Shakespeare,
yes.
whether it's zany or as real and tragic as Lear is.
Well, if those of you out there listening are excited about something zany with Shakespeare, then Ed is cooking up a production for you. It's the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged and revised. It's going to be on stage at Xavier University's Gallagher Student Center this coming Thursday through Sunday. For more information, you can follow the link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with Cincinnati Theater veteran director Ed Stern about working with a student cast on this show. Thanks for stopping by, Ed.
Glad to be here.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.
When to the sessions of sweet silent thought I summon up remembrance of things past, I sigh the lack of many a thing I sought, and with old woes new wail my dear time's waste. Then can I drown an eye, unused to flow, for precious friends hid in death's dateless night, and weep afresh love's long since cancelled woe, and moaneth the expense of many a vanished sight. Then can I grieve at grievances foregone, and heavily from woe to woe tell o'er the sad account of four bemoaned moan, which I knew pay as if not paid before. But if the while I think on thee, dear friend, all losses are restored, and sorrows end.